Howdy.
Hello.
Sorry to bug you while you're lacing up there.
No problem.
Well, first, congratulations on winning the East.
Thank you.
Getting to the finals. Talk a little bit about getting past Detroit after all those years.
It's nothing new to me. Although I've only been with Indiana, I was on Connecticut, and a lot of different times it was either Connecticut or Detroit that was holding down the East. So. It feels good. I just think no matter who the opponent was going to be, it just feels good to, put Indiana in a position to win the Eastern Conference Finals and to have a shot at the WNBA Championship.
And how are you feeling? Right? It feels good?
Yeah, everything feels pretty good. Pretty well.
All right. So talk about the series. Obviously, the defense, offense thing is what everybody keeps talking about. Is there more to this than we're missing?
I think, I don't know. I've never even heard. We haven't even, heard what the headlines are or whatever. But I think that, we're just focused on what we do and what we do well. And obviously our identity of we're going to ride and die with defense and, that's what got us up to this point, and we're going to continue to establish our identity on the defensive end. Hopefully we can, knock down shots and look good offensively as well. But as long as we rebound and execute our defensive schemes, I feel like we can play with anybody in this league.
So we just came off seeing LA here in Phoenix. They're obviously, a really long, really big team. You could see why that would be an advantage defensively. Your team is it's a more normal size lineup for the W. What makes you such a great defensive team?
I just think our commitment to one another, our trust level that we have with one another. I think everybody has bought into our schemes that we run, and I think that we do run a lot of different schemes, and we try to keep teams guessing as far as what we're doing. And I know that if I get beat, somebody's going to have my back, or vice versa, and I just feel like we take such pride in it, and one play off is unacceptable for us, and we hold each other accountable. So I just feel like that's kind of what makes us successful on that end, is we hold each other accountable and we have great chemistry.
And then on the offensive end, last time you were here in town, a great game. Talk about what you need to do for your team to help the scoring.
What I need to do, I just think just continue to play like I've been playing all season. Create for other people and, knock down shots, get to the basket. Just simple stuff, just play basketball.
You play with a lot of intensity. After the game you were here in Phoenix, you down to the scorer's table at one point when you were waiting to come in. And noticed the fire you play with. Obviously, Diana plays that way. You looking forward to that? The match that you like to play with that kind of competitiveness?
I do, and obviously I think the playoffs definitely intensify that kind of intensity and fire and level of concentration. And I feel like, again, it goes back to accountability, and if I'm intense in the game or whatnot, or pounding my fist, it's because we're trying to hold each other accountable for mistakes that are made out there. And I hate to lose as well. I'm a huge competitor, and I love to win. So it's definitely I know Diana's the same. I know a lot of players on the Phoenix Mercury, and I feel like we have a lot of same great competitors on our team. So it's going to definitely be a very fun series to watch.
Thanks.